The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air for Saturday, June 6th. My name is Danny Clayton. Looking over there, Rose Gray. Hey, Rose.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, looks like some green shoots in travel are happening. I'm starting to see airline travel is coming up.
Vegas opened up Thursday.
So, yeah, people are... It's happening.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. So we got a lot to talk about today. Where are you going? What are you doing? What are you planning? How can we help? We'll do that between now and 10 o'clock. But first, we have a special guest because we're meeting a lot of the really, really talented, really, really smart people at Fox World Travel. Because if you're going to go somewhere, do something, and spend your hard-earned money, you might as well go with a pro who's been there a zillion times before. And that's what we're doing with featuring some of these folks.
So. And today we have with us our good friend Leah, who is one of our River Cruise specialists. Hey, Leah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How was everyone else this morning?
We're good. It's a beautiful day. But, you know, we're so lucky to have you on because your most recent river cruise was with our good friends at Avalon, and you did what is one of the itineraries I have not yet done and am dying to do, a tulip time. Tell us about it.
I did. We actually had the opportunity to fly in to Amsterdam, spend some time there, visit a few ports in Holland and Belgium along the way, of course making the stop at the famous Keukenhof Gardens with their endless display of tulips. Just a fabulous itinerary. Very, very busy.
So we talk a lot about river cruising in general, and we have some favorites at Fox World Travel, and among them is Avalon. So can you tell us a little bit about your river cruise experience, and then maybe what sets Avalon apart? Why are they special?
I can. A big thing is their panorama suites. And what those suites offer is wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling windows. These do open up to provide your open air view, a bed facing that view. So you have, you know, that fantastic experience even when you're inside your cabin.
So we love that because they did something kind of cool. They repositioned the beds. And so Leah's had an opportunity to sail in one of those fabulous suites. And something else we should talk a little bit about is what a great fleet of ships Avalon has.
They do. They have the youngest fleet on the European waterways, so everything that they do have is very fresh, maybe a little bit contemporary, very new.
And it's a kind of a good feeling. And like most of the other river cruise companies, they certainly do include beer and lunch, beer and wine with lunch and dinner. They've started offering sparkling wine, right, with breakfast. And all of your meals are included. But there's something else that's included that is not included in big ship cruising, and that's excursions. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
They do. They offer excursions in each of the ports that you visit. In addition to the included excursions, there are some optional ones that you can purchase as well. They do give you some free time in these ports if you prefer, but there are excursions to fit everyone.
And we should tell everybody that this itinerary that you were on, this windmills and tulips, is a very limited itinerary. Can you speak to that a little bit?
It is. They really only have a short season, in April and into early May.
And that's because that's when the tulips are blooming, of course.
Correct.
Makes sense. So if you have a desire to do something like that, how early do you think you need to make those kinds of reservations?
We actually are making reservations into 2021. We can plan these at least or a year in advance. Right now, Avalon is actually offering some fantastic savings or values into 2021 with a free upgrade to a panorama suite. on a number of sailings, which is a value or a savings of over $1,000 per person.
Incredible. And so a lot of people were displaced, shall we call it, in 2020, right, Leah? You've got a lot of people that needed to move from 2020 to 2021.
We do. The nice thing, though, even with these ships, is their small size. Average is less than 150 passengers, and I do know that Avalon is taking some steps to reduce capacity to even give travelers more space on board.
So maybe even a 2020, if somebody feels comfortable with that, into fall. Fall is a beautiful time. Obviously, we can't do a tulip time, right, because the tulips are gone. But there are so many beautiful itineraries that we could still offer you for 2020. That if you're looking for information about river cruises, how do you get a hold of Leah? Well, let me tell you. If you go to our vacations tab on our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, you go to find an agent. You can do a couple of things. Very first is going to be a drop-down box that has all of our agent names, and right there you will find Leah Heyer if you look alphabetically. And then another option would be if you do interests and you do river cruising, you will see our river cruise specialist team, and among them is Leah. So although Leah has a wide range of expertise and can certainly help you with lots of things. You also do quite a lot of fun and sun, don't you, Leah?
I do.
Yep. So that would be like the all-inclusive vacations that are in the Caribbean and Mexico. Leah's pretty well-versed in that particular genre as well. But I know she's very passionate about the river cruise industry in general. How do you feel about the social distancing on a small ship?
Well, in this case, they have a lot of, first of all, outdoor observation areas on board. You can certainly go up to the sky deck. They have the open-air observation lounge. And even when you're in the ports, in docking, there's so few passengers that it certainly isn't a problem.
Getting on and off a river cruise ship is just as easy as pie. Big ship cruising, that's a bit of an endeavor. You've got to, you know, the stairwells are crowded, the elevators are crowded. There's 150 people, and they're leisurely getting off a ship here, so it's pretty easy to do. So you need some help with a river cruise, Leah's your gal. Leah, I thank you so much for taking a little time out of your Saturday morning when I know you have other things to get done, but we appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you when your next adventure happens.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks,
cool.
Leah.
Thanks, Leah. All right. Rose is here till 10 o'clock. Let's put her to work. Our number is 855-616-1620, Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Things are waking up. There are green shoots, baby steps. Vegas is now open. Airline travel is starting to come up. So where are you going? What are you doing? What are you planning? Give us a buzz on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
919, 71 degrees. Going to be a great weekend. Mostly sunny, 77 inland, 66 at the lake. A little cooler near the lake in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 64 at the lake, 77 inland, 80 on Monday, 81 on Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll probably get some of the rain from that tropical storm Cristobal, which is coming up through Louisiana.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll add to the party.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. We're sitting at 71 degrees at WTMJ. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. Our number is 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's talk travel. And Lynn is in Milton. Hey, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn. How's Milton today?
Oh, it's A-okay. It's gorgeous here.
Good.
Hey, I want to run away from home at some point in time, and I'd like to get some information, pick your brains on Anguilla, or Anguilla, however you pronounce it.
Yeah, I like to say Anguilla.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it is fantastic, and maybe if you're a listener of the show, it has come to your attention, or you've realized we don't talk about that too much, and I think it's one of those kind of Caribbean islands where you might use it as your 10th or 11th or 7th trip, because there are no charter flights. And we as people who live in the Midwest and most especially the Milwaukee area, but Chicago as well, we're so spoiled by the nonstop service to the Mexican and the Caribbean destinations that when we have to do something like, oh, heaven forbid, make a plane change somewhere along the line, we maybe back off a little bit. But it's a great island. You may have to do a little trick, hopping to get there. It may require, even from Milwaukee and Chicago, a double connection, or you may be flying into, say, Puerto Rico and taking a Caribbean island hopper to get there. But once you do get there, the beaches of Anguilla are unbelievably beautiful. Unbelievably beautiful. Snorkeling, yeah, and sailing and catamarans and kayaking and sunfish sailing and all of that are absolutely phenomenal. And if you feel so inclined, you can actually take day trips to St. Martin from Anguilla.
Sounds like my kind of place. I want to be off the beaten path and just get off the merry-go-round.
Yeah, they've got some fabulous resorts there. They've got some fabulous beaches, world-renowned beaches there. Now, I do believe they're not open up yet, so they'll be open up soon. And when they're ready, when you're ready, when you feel comfortable and you see that they're open, we can certainly help you decide how to make this all happen and how long you want to stay and what you want to do. So 866-GO-FOX-GO. We have a number of Caribbean specialists that are on our list that would be happy to help you.
Thanks so very much, Rose. Have a wonderful day.
And Lynn, promise when you come back, you let us know what you did, how it was, okay?
And maybe she'll say, I did nothing the entire time.
I found a bottle of tequila at Anguilla.
I did nothing. I read a book, had some drinks, and put the world behind me. That's what I would be doing.
I would like that myself.
Thank
you, Lynn. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Hey, where are you going? What are you doing? How can we help? Fox World Travel is here. Website, foxworldtravel.com. 855-616-1620 is our number. That's the Akin and Mortgage Talk and Text Line on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, 925 at WTMJ. Website, foxworldtravel.com. Make that your destination. Work with pros. 855-616-1620 is our number. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's head to South Milwaukee. That's where Orlando is. Hey, Orlando, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask Rose Gray a couple questions about traveling into Italy.
Okay.
Well, okay, so what's going on is that right about February, I purchased a ticket on Alitalia Airlines online before we knew much about this coronavirus. Okay. Later on, once it became apparent that we had a problem, I have not been able to contact Alitalia Airlines, and I understood there was a non-refundable ticket, but it appears that I may be out of luck about that. What can you tell me about it?
Well, Alitalia right now, I know getting through to Alitalia has been pretty tricky. Many of their staff from Italy were furloughed or sent home because of the virus, and so it's very, very tricky. But Alitalia does have a rebook changing of a reservation policy, and you can go on their website and you can actually see what their latest and their greatest is. And honestly, if worse comes to worse and you are having a hard time, did you buy it through a third party, Orlando, or did you like an online agency like an Expedia, or did you buy it right on Alitalia's website?
Well, it was the Alitalia website.
Okay. So what we're finding is when we are unable to get to airlines that are international, if we just break down and make that international phone call, on their website, you will find their international phone number. And just go ahead and, you know, bite the bullet and pay the international fee to call them. You may have better luck. Now, I did talk to a couple of our staff members on the business side of things, and they basically got passed around a little bit until they were able to get an English-speaking person, but they did find somebody that would speak English for them, and then they were able to get some help there because, for the most part, they're giving you a waiver on those non-refundable tickets, and there are various rules that you have to follow, and many of those airlines have now extended what they originally told you was the travel by date, and they've extended that a little bit, and I believe Alitalia is among them.
Yeah, just that I've tried the international number, the website number. I speak Italian. I try to speak somebody in Italian or English, and I can't get anybody.
Oh boy.
But my other question, and so I don't know, maybe my travel isn't until August 17th, so maybe closer to that I might be able to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
But my other question would be is if I decide to continue my travel and go on this trip, is there a problem traveling to Italy, say, in August, September?
At this point in time, the country itself is opening up. And so they officially actually opened Italy on June 3rd. So that means they were accepting planes coming in, you know, slowly those kinds of things are opening up. We are hearing from people who had various vacations scheduled for June and July that have bumped them to September, and their flights are still showing that they're in good shape, and the resort in Milan that the particular customer I'm talking about was scheduled to go to has told them they're going to be up and open. There may be temperature requirements, but they are going to be open.
That's good to know. Rose, I mean, obviously you guys are in the business. You talk with all of your vendors, but what's the best way for people to kind of keep up with what's going on,
well,
country by country?
First of all, if you go to our website, our homepage basically has a COVID page right on it.
Yeah.
But each country has got some different things, and it's happening, you know, very, very quickly. So, you know, keep up with the news that way, but any one of our advisors can give you some help. And then remember, there's always that great website, travel.state.gov. That's our government's website that's going to give you an opportunity to do a drop down and put a country in and see where you stand there as an American citizen as well.
Yeah, your COVID site is excellent.
Yeah,
there's a Delta Update Center. There's the United Airlines Update Center. There's an American line, you know, I mean, it's on and on. It's very comprehensive, good stuff.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ, Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620. The Accudent Mortgage talk and text line. It's happening. Baby steps, but it's happening. Vegas partially reopened. Airline travel is coming back up. People are starting to get out. We're not saying rush out, but we're saying plan ahead, because I think, and let's just say things progress and there's not a snapback on infections and we don't see this again, there's going to be a huge demand for travel fall next year for sure.
Yeah. So yeah. Actually, WTMJ Cares is doing a town hall this coming Thursday.
Yep.
And it's a two-part thing with return to work and return to travel. I will be in the second segment.
Nice.
Talking about COVID, domestic travel, and how things are going to open up.
Sweet. Let's go to Waukesha. Hey, John.
Hi. Good morning. My question for Rose is I'm planning on going to Yosemite and Sequoia National Parks. Would she recommend, or Rose, I should just say, would you recommend flying to Lake Tahoe or Fresno? And then the second part of the question is, I've never been to either park before. Is there something that you would recommend to definitely see?
So if I had to choose between Fresno and Tahoe, I'd pick Tahoe. Are you going to spend any time in your arrival city?
Just that day.
Okay. I just love Tahoe. Tahoe, of course, people think of winter skiing and all that kind of stuff, but Tahoe in the other seasons is absolutely beautiful, and I love it. And actually, it is I used to take my daughter on a birthday trip every year, and we just talked a few weeks ago about our various trips, and we both agreed that our trip to Tahoe was one of the top. And I know you think that's weird, a kid going to like a casino-y type place, but it's cool. It's, you know, it's on the border of Nevada and California, so you kind of get both vibes, and it's mountainous and it's beautiful, and Lake Tahoe itself is gorgeous, and I love all of that. So as far as the beauty of it, my favorite of the two cities, it would definitely be Tahoe.
Okay, thank you for that part.
Have you gone onto the National Parks website and have you seen the various protocol for entering and those kinds of things?
Yes.
And so tell us, because I don't know it, tell us a little bit about that. What are you seeing?
Well, Yosemite National Park opened up yesterday.
Great.
With limited services. The most famous hike there is Half Dome. It's a 16-mile hike, very challenging. You have to put your name in for a lottery-type system. We did get picked. My sons and I plan on hiking that. They are allowing the hike to go on, but the restaurants, things like that, are not going to be open. So there will be limited services, and the shuttle bus system is not going to be working either, which doesn't affect us because we're going to have a rental car anyhow. So I just want to make sure to see, like, the most important thing or the thing that, you know, the most popular things there.
Well, I think basically, their website is probably going to give you the most and best up-to-date information. When are you traveling, John?
I'm sorry, when?
Yeah.
August 1st.
Okay. So what you definitely need to do is keep watching those websites for that national park, because you never know what may or may not be open. How would one go about doing a 16-mile hike can you drive into the beginning of it? I thought you had to take a shuttle to the beginning of that.
Yes, because they're not having the shuttle system.
Okay.
You do have to drive in. And they say, you know, get there very early because the parking lots will fill up. I hope to start the hike at about 5:30 a.m.
Okay.
They say it takes about 12 hours. I just hope to beat the crowd and get there early enough.
Yeah.
Find a parking spot.
Well, and I wonder if, do you think that people who maybe did have reservations for August will be canceling just due to the situation, and maybe there will be fewer people there, and maybe the parks will be limiting the number of people as well?
The website did say that they predict fewer people to go there because of no shuttle bus system.
Yeah.
So the crowds should be better, they think.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, for me to be telling you what you should do with regard to the best opportunities, I would just keep checking that website right up until the minute I went to make sure I know exactly what's open and what my protocol is going to be for entering.
I'm looking at
Danny's so jealous right now. He's missing a ruck today. We should tell everybody.
John,
that.
Do you have room for one more? could I be your fourth son or your third son?
Because over here on my side, I'm up 6 feet away from Danny. Wow. I'm rolling my eyes going, 12 hours of hiking, dude. And Danny's so green.
Awesome. Awesome. John, have fun.
It does look.
Will you let us know how it goes?
Beautiful.
Could you call back?
I will call back. I sure will.
Thank you.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, John.
Thanks for your help.
I appreciate it. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, today, so I do this thing called Go Ruck, and it's these endurance challenges, and they usually line up with historical events. So this weekend was going to be the D-Day event all the way across the United States, and they've been canceled for obvious reasons. But the cadre, the guy that was going to lead it, is a former Army Ranger. And if you know D-Day history, it was the Rangers who went in and did all the tough stuff.
Dude's name is Whiskey Mike.
Whiskey Mike is his name. We're still going to put something together today. So if you want to ruck with us, throw some weight in a backpack. We're actually going to meet at the Colectivo down at the lakefront at noon. And we're just going to have a nice social ruck with this guy. But
Safely social distancing.
Masks if you want them. All that stuff, but that's what we're going to do. But It ain't about me. It's about travel with Rose Gray. Give us a buzz, 855-616-1620. Acuta Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Got a couple of questions and a live call, and maybe you give us a buzz on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:45 at WTMJ. High today is going to be 77. It's going to hit 77 tomorrow, so pretty good weekend. We're sitting at 67 degrees at WTMJ. Let's go to Fox Point. That's where Arliss is waiting. Hey, Arliss, good morning.
Good morning. My question is if Rose has any insight into when the airlines out of Milwaukee will be doing direct flights to Cancun, because I'm going to a timeshare on September 19th through the 26th, and I can't find one direct airline from Milwaukee.
Yeah, typically, Arliss, that's a seasonal service. So our good friends at Apple Vacations / Funjet Vacations, now known as ALG, Apple Leisure Group, will put those on starting around Christmas time, and they typically go through spring break / Easter. And then after that, they put the nonstop charters on for Chicago, oftentimes using the Frontier flights as their own what we call risk or value flights. And then they put those on. Now, we heard yesterday that Frontier and Apple Vacations are not going to start offering those until August 8th. So that those have been suspended as well. So typically, September, you would not find nonstop service out of Milwaukee, Arliss.
Well, in the past, I've always flown Southwest.
And they went out of Milwaukee, and they did that during off-season.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not expecting.
I don't feel good about saying yes, they're going to put those back on anytime soon. They're going to wait till it's high season, and September is definitely not high season. So
you guys are in the sisterhood of direct flights.
Yeah, we are.
You are.
Arliss and I, why tempt fate? Right. I'm not connecting if I don't have to.
Let's go to Oshkosh. That's where Ann is. Hey, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. My husband and I have a lovely 50th anniversary trip planned for October.
Oh, congratulations. How exciting.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But it's a 15-day riverboat cruise with extensions on either end. And we're very, very concerned about going. I don't want to go if things are going to be closed. I don't want to wear a mask the entire trip. I'm just very confused about whether we should put it off for a year, which has been offered by the company.
Yeah, this is what I was going to say. What you want to make sure that you understand is what your options are. And if your option is to just move everything to 2021, granted, you'll be celebrating your 51st wedding anniversary. However,
that's okay. We'll still be there.
maybe your comfort level is more important than celebrating it during the actual year of your 50th anniversary. So you have to look deep inside your soul, and you have to say to yourself and your spouse, let's talk about this.
We have at great length.
If you just feel uncertain about it, I wouldn't do it, because I don't want that anxiety hanging over my head the entire time I'm planning for my trip. So, I mean, truthfully, it sounds to me like you have some misgivings about the whole thing, and I absolutely would encourage you to do what you feel right about.
Okay, and so if we go on your website, we can see what countries are open and what restrictions they have?
Well, there will be some direction there, but then also what I truly would do is I would take my itinerary and I would go country by country and do the travel.state.gov, and I would look as an American citizen what our government is recommending for each one of those countries, and then I would look at each countries. Google the country. Just say COVID and the country and see what they have to say. They will tell you when they plan on having soft openings. They will tell you what their protocol is with regard to arriving at a particular airport. Are you going to be asked to have your temperature taken? Are you going to be required to wear masks? Those kinds of things. And all of that will be country by country listed. And I just would keep monitoring it. And you know what your deadlines are. It sounds like to me like you've done your research. So don't let a deadline pass where you're going to miss out on an opportunity to change. But, you know, certainly keep that booking in place until you're ready to make the move.
Okay. We've got text questions. We'll get to those next. 855-616-1620 is our number. Maggie and Mortgage Talk and Text Line on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, folks, do it right. Go with a travel professional. Start with foxworldtravel.com. That's their website. They've been, all of their agents have been everywhere you've been multiple times. They can tell you where to go, what to do, and probably tell you how not to do it. And, well, and there's the value.
That's the beautiful thing about it, too, is that it's not the kind of industry or our company is not the kind of company where, you know, you called me and therefore I'm getting this sale. Everybody is more than willing to say, yep, I know a little bit about that destination, but man, we've got an expert. Let me put you in touch with that person.
There you go. All right, let's get through some text questions real quick. This one's from Colleen in Waukesha. Rose, we have tickets to see our daughter in Australia in September. Do you know about international travel or when? Had to cancel in April. We were disappointed to miss traveling with you in July.
What does that mean? They were going to go with us to Norway? Oh, that was so sad. But anyway, we're rebooked for that, right? We're good. So we're going in 2022. I have to have things that I look forward to as well. So
Australia, September?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. So right now, there's quarantine still in place for that particular destination. So you want to just make sure that you are watching what's going on. It ends, I believe, before you would be traveling, but what's it going to be like? There's currently a ban, and so you got to kind of read what's going on. And I think the last thing I saw was that they're opening up inter-Australian flights, and they're not having people doing too much quarantining there. But I still think that you may be quarantining when you're going over to Australia. Check it out. You can also get information about the ETA, which is your electronic visa, on the website, and then they'll tell you if they're going to give you an electronic visa. That'll determine if you go or not, too.
Got it. What's the latest on Hawaii? We're rebooked for one of your Hawaii group tours to the first 2 weeks of November. That's from Penny in Germantown.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about that. So right now, Hawaii has extended their quarantine through June 30th, which means if you were to go between now and the end of the month and you actually had a resort booked, you would be quarantined to that resort. And they are taking this very seriously in Hawaii. They're not messing around. You don't get to walk around. You don't get to leave your resort. You're quarantined to your resort. So
there's worse places to be quarantined.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. But they're even being careful on the beaches and things like that. So, I mean, they're talking jail time and fines and all that kind of business. Oop. So, but I feel very good about what the future holds for Hawaii and our trips in November.
Okay. Morning from Donna in Florida. Listen to you every Saturday. Wondering how you personally feel about cruising this fall. Do you think cruise lines are making drastic changes? So many great deals out there, and living in Florida, it's easy getaway.
Yeah, I have been on so many webinars over the past 2 weeks listening to what the protocol is going to be for every single cruise line. Norwegian Cruise Lines, Holland America, Princess, Royal Caribbean, they've got protocol like you would not believe. I mean, I feel like they understand the severity of the situation. I feel like they are doing what is being asked of them and more. Is that going to diminish the experience? That's another topic. Okay. So, yep, they'll have it all nice and cleaned up. But, you know, is the zip line still going? Is the rock wall climb happening? Is the flow rider still an option? All of those things that you want to do. And then when you go to their little private islands in the Caribbean, how are those things being impacted? How are they taking care of that? So keep that all in mind. And if you're willing to go and making some concessions with regard to your experience, I think it's a great idea.
So your prediction probably as we reopen is going to be domestic first. first, yeah. and Fox can handle that for folks.
Yeah. Yep. You know, we've got two divisions, basically, two camps, business travel and leisure travel. We think that leisure travel is going to come back quicker. You hear from our callers and our texters, they want to go.
Yep.
They want to go.
They want to go.
Yep.
Okay.
So don't forget to tune in on Thursday when WTMJ Cares will be doing the town hall. It's going back to work and going back to travel with John Mercure and Melissa. And I'm going to be on in the 5 o'clock hour. It should be fun.
They do a nice job on those. I really like those.
I do too.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. Rose, have a great one.
Thank you. See you next week.
See you next week.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.